Hallelujah. You are most welcome in the house of the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful day which you have given us, Lord. Father, it's not by our might, but it's by your grace. You have permitted us, Lord, to see again this day. And thank you for bringing us in your house. Touch our spirits to hear or to understand what you want us to know. Come and reveal your word unto us, my God. Have your way in our midst, my Father. Allow me to speak your heart and your will to your people so that they may follow your will, my God. I thank you because of that. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we stopped on instructions. We are going to read again Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1 up to verse 9.
Proverbs chapter 1:1-9. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck.
God bless you. Before we go on, I have two questions. I don't know if we have somebody here who is employed somewhere, he's working somewhere, either in the government, or the company, You here? Does your company or somewhere you're working, are they having instructions? Why are they putting those instructions? To know how to do the job which you're doing. Let me see if we have people here who have got families. You have kids at home. Do you have instructions at home? Why do you have those instructions? So that they may know how to behave. Now, if somebody can employ someone and has to put up instructions, what do you think about our God? If you, as a father or a mother in the home, you set up instructions in your home, what do you think about God? You understand what I'm saying? If a man can sit down and say, okay, this is the instructions of my home, whereby that all the kids and every member of that home must follow those instructions, what do you think about our God? Don't you think that also he has his own instructions? Okay. Do you put those instructions in your family to control your children or to control everybody in your house? You put them those so that you can control everyone? I don't think that you're putting instructions to control everybody. And I don't think that your employer put those instructions to control everyone. Do you put those instructions in your home to hurt your kids? No. You are not putting them there to hurt them. But you are putting there so that they can know how they should do things so that they can benefit out of it. But when it comes on a side of God, we think that God should not put their instructions. Moreover, we have instructions in our home. We set up instructions in our home, but we think that God should not put up his instructions. You want everybody in your home to follow the instructions, and you think that God should not put there the instructions so that you can follow them. When we come in the church on the side of God, we don't want to follow the instructions. That's when we come and to say, I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. And in your home, you have instructions. When instruction, and you are instructing people in your home, you are telling them what they should do. Now, in the church, you don't want anybody to tell you what you should do. Because it's God's house, you don't have any instructions. Instructions. But you don't see, you see that people, when they come in the church, they don't want to be instructed. That's when they tell you that, I don't want anybody to tell him what to do. I know what to do. You don't know what to do. You need everybody to follow your instructions, but you don't want to follow the instructions of God. You want your kids to follow the instructions, but you don't want also to follow the instructions of God. God is not setting up instructions to control us, not to hurt us. So he set up instructions so that we may know how we should behave. So that we may know how we should do things. So that we may know how we should have fellowship, relationship with him. So that we may know how we can relate to one another. That's why God is putting up instructions. Not to hurt us, not to offend us, not to control us. All the problems which is going on within the family is because we disobeyed, we don't listen to the instructions of God. That's why we have those problems. All rebellion which is going on within the life of life for young people is because we disobeyed the instructions of God. Killings which is going on is because we disobeyed the instructions of God. Right. When you disobey the instructions of God, you create a problem to yourself. Yes. When you follow the instructions of God, you protect yourself. But some people, they don't want. They say, no, don't hurt me. Don't hurt my feelings. I know how I can handle my life. We don't know how we should handle our life. We need the instructions of God. Now, if we are to be committed to God, we need to follow the instructions. If you say that I love God with all my heart, but you don't follow the instructions, then you are lying to yourself. In Uganda, we have a certain song which we sing that if you say that you love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you walk in sin, then you are lying, you don't love him. That's the song which we sing. If you say that I love my God with all my heart, with all my life, and you walk in sin, then you are lying, you don't love him. Because if you love anybody, you try to see that you do what he wants. Right. You try to see that you pleases him because you love him. Now, if you love God, you have to praise him. If you love God, you have to see that you don't hurt him. Now, when you say that I love God and you do things which does not praise God, when you don't follow his instructions, let me tell you, you don't love God. We should not do things because somebody is doing it. Because sometimes you find people, they are comparing themselves. So he's born again. Why he's doing this? He's born again. Why he's doing this? No. Let me tell you, we are going to face to stand before God personally. Not as a team, not as a group.
Right.
You have to give accountability, you personally. I have to give my accountability personally. The day Apostle Harvey, the day when he was going to stand before God and sue, God is not going to call them, okay, please now, both of you come together so they can give accountability. Each one is going to give his own accountability.
Right.
He's not going to call us, depending on our families, you know, you were the husband, he's okay, you kids, all of you come here. No. Each kid, each parent, each husband and the wife, they're going to stand separately and give accountability on right. their life.
Right.
Now we need to obey the instructions.
Amen.
All the mess up which is going on within the world is because people, they don't want to follow the instructions.
Right.
Because people, they want to know, don't want to follow the instructions. That's why we are seeing all those mess up. That's why children, they are not, they die on our edge because they don't want to follow the instructions. Church, if we want to see God in our life, if we want to see God raising up generation which is seated within us, we need to follow the instructions. You benefit when you follow the instructions. You are protected when you follow the instructions. You protect your family when you follow the instructions. You are going to be a blessing to people when you follow the instructions. If you don't follow the instructions, you are killing yourself. You are killing your family. You are destroying your life. The Bible says here, can you read verse 5?
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels.
He says, a wise man, will hear. Because he's wise, he has to hear. Anybody who does not want to hear, anybody who does not want anybody to speak or to talk, to speak in his life, he's not wise. If you are a minister and you cannot allow anybody to speak to your life, if you are a Christian and you don't allow anybody to speak in your life, then you are not a wise person. Any wise person will listen. Any wise person will allow somebody to speak in his life or in our life. Any wise person will let God speak in his life. You listen and hear. Then the Bible says a wise man will hear and he will continue learning. In other words, he will continue to be taught because he's a wise man. He needs to be informed. He will look for the instructions from God. Now, God gave us this book to give us instructions.
Amen.
God gave us leaders to give us instructions. That's why every church there is a leader. And that leader is there to give you godly instructions. The Bible is there to give you godly instructions. Even sometimes within your heart, God instructs you. He speaks with your heart. And he tells you what you're supposed to do. There's a certain sister called me one day and told me that, "Pastor, from today, I don't want you to tell me about God. Let God do his business and let him also do my own business." I said, "Sister, are you serious?" I said, "Pastor, I'm serious. Don't tell me about God. And it, we shall be friends, but I don't want you to tell me about God. Let him do his business and I'll do my business. Let him get out of my life." And I'm out of his life. Because he does not want to hear the instructions. He does not want to hear anybody telling him, telling her what he should do or advising her according to God. Now he knew that doing what she wants to do, she has to depart from God. And she does not want to listen to anybody telling him or telling her about God. But that is creating problems, and now she has problems. Now she has problems. We have in Uganda a certain man, he passed away. One day he stood up and said that, "I'm going to take God in a court. I'm going to sue him." That's what he said publicly. "That I'm going to sue God. I'm going to take him in the court. But let God himself find out the court where we should go." After 5 days, the car knocked the guy, and the car knocked, hated him. He died there and then.
Guess what? He went to court.
Yeah. That's what we told people. Yeah, he said that God has to look for the court where to go. Now he has taken him in the court.
That's right.
When you disobey and you don't follow the instructions of God, you are creating problems to yourself. Look at your nation. It's because people, they don't want to follow the instructions of God. Even in Africa. We have some places where those places are heated and people are dying simply because people, they don't want to listen to the instructions of God. You bring problem to yourself if you don't listen to the instructions of God. We need to listen, be wise, and hear, and increase in learning so that you can have understanding. To understand what God wants us to do. Verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish, they despise wisdom and instructions." Foolish. They despise wisdom and instructions. Now, anybody who despises God's instructions, there's something which is lacking upstairs. Yeah. If you despise the instructions of God, there's something lacking upstairs. No matter you have, maybe you have degrees, masters, but when you despise the godly instructions, then there's something wrong somewhere. I think you're the one. I think you're the one who told me about certain pastor who is imprisoned all his life. Why is he in prison? Not following the instructions.
That's exactly right.
Why are you not there? He's out of the prison. He's not in prison here because he's following the instructions. The other guy is in prison because he does not follow the instructions of God. We have people who are dead now. Not because they were supposed to die. Not because God killed them. It's because they rejected the instructions. That's why they are dying. We have some churches which have turned into religion, not because they are supposed to be religious, it's because they did not follow the instructions of God, then God walked away.
Right.
When you don't follow the instructions, he has to go away. You cannot keep him in the box. You cannot keep him in the building when you cannot follow the instructions. He will walk away. Now those churches that are religious, why? Because they did not follow the instructions. In Uganda, I tell people that even if we have signposts, Pentecostal, Holy Ghost filled spiritual churches, talking, speaking in tongues, but when we don't follow the instructions, we shall remain with the signpost when God is not there. Your signpost cannot keep God there.
That's right.
Your signpost cannot keep God there. Holiness, righteousness, faithful, Holy Spirit, church. Don't think that God can stay in the church because of that.
Right.
He stays in the church because you follow the instructions.
Amen.
Even you here. When you don't follow the instructions, he will just walk away.
Right.
And you become religious. If you want to keep God in your life, if you want to keep God in your family, if you want to keep God in your church, follow the instructions. God did not set up instructions to control us. No, he set up instructions because he loves us. He wants to protect us. He wants us to have knowledge and understanding, to have good fellowship with him. That's why he set up the instructions. Follow the instructions. Because also we have them at home. Don't despise it. You hear verse 7, it says, verse 8, my son, hear the instructions of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother. Now God is calling us because we are his daughter, his son, and he's calling us that priest. We should not forsake the instructions of our father. Yesterday I told you that some of you are here as missionaries. You cannot succeed in the mission without following the instructions.
Amen.
When you go out for a battle, let me say you are a soldier, you have to follow the instructions of your leader. When he says that all of you take cover, that's what you have to do. Don't ask him why. They will hit you. Why? I don't feel that I should take cover. I don't want to do what you are saying. Then you are gone. You are gone. They will shoot you. They will kill you. And nobody to blame. You blame yourself after you end grave. Now, even when you are on the mission, God sends you to do something. He wants to pull out nations out of you, to bring up nations out of you. Let me tell you, you need to follow the instructions. If you don't follow the instructions, you're going to be killed.
Amen.
If you want to keep your spiritual life, follow the instructions. You understand? Don't just jump and walk out and you hang out with the people who do not follow the godly instructions. Also, they will kill you. Because all the bad behaviors which we used to walk in, somebody taught us.
Yep.
If it's drinking, you are born when you are not drinking. But when you hanged up with somebody who is boozing, that's why you started it. He's the one who taught you.
Right.
All prostitutes, they were not born when they're prostitutes. Just by hanging up with the prostitutes, that's why. Now, when you hang out with somebody who does not follow any instructions, right from his parents, from his home, if he's a wife and does not follow the instructions, if his husband does not follow the instructions, once you hang out with such a wife, also your wife is going to rebel. When he comes at 2 in the morning, comes back at 2 in the morning, also your wife one day is going to start coming back at 2. Because that's the type of people whom he's living with.
Right.
It's you to protect yourself. It's you to decide and say, this is my choice. I'm going to follow the instructions of God. When you follow the instructions of God, that means you're going to do his will. While you're not dead yet, there's a will of God which must be done.
Right.
In Matthew chapter 26, we are reading verse 36 to 34, to 44, to 42.
Matthew 26, 36 to 42. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. We are seeing here our Savior Jesus Christ. When he was about to be hanged, he went in prayer with his disciples. God's instruction was that he has to be hanged. But because also he had flesh, he went in prayer and asked God if he can take away the cup. But in all his prayer, he said, not according to my will, but let your will be done. Why we are not dead yet, we are living to fulfill the will of God. And you cannot fulfill the will of God without following the instructions. God had set up an instruction to Jesus that, please, you have to die, you have to shed your blood to save those people. That was God's instruction. Although Jesus was going to lose his life, but he was going to gain it again. Although he was going to lose his life, but he was going to get a glory, because now his name, he's given a name which is above all names. Every nation, every tongue, confess Jesus as Lord. Because of following the instruction of God, he went on the cross and died. Because of that, that's why his name is great.
Amen.
If he had not obeyed God's instruction, if he had not done the will of God, he wouldn't have that wonderful name which he has now. He wouldn't sit into that glory where he is seated now. But he is exalted after the death. He's exalted and given all the name which is above all name. After his death, he was given authority in heaven and on earth. Amen. Why? Because he followed the instructions. Now, if we want also to do what God wants us to do, we need to follow the instructions. We need to do the will of God. Not to do what you think, not to do what you like, not to do what other people like or what they are saying, but to do what God wants you to do. Amen. Sometimes there's pain because there's sometimes when you have to deny certain things. But let me tell you, when you deny them or there is pain, you benefit at the end. Amen. You benefit at the end. There's a friend of mine. I think it was in 1990 somewhere there. There's a pastor. He was living in Uganda, now he's living in the States. He was a good friend of mine. Now, when he came here and started living in the state, I don't know which state where he's living, but what I know that he is living in the United States. After some years, he came back to Uganda. And the reason why he came back to Uganda, he wanted to bring me in the United States so that I can also live here. He came and told me that, Pastor, there's a church in the United States. They need a pastor. They're going to pay you well. They're going to give you a house. They're going to give you a car. You're going to have each and everything which you need. That's what he told me. Now, when he told me that, I told him, okay, let me think about it. He told me there's no need of thinking about it. This is an opportunity. You just prepare your things and we go. I told him that I don't feel it. That, no, you see here, you're struggling, you're not paid. You rent the house. You have to look for your own transport and everything there. Everything is there. Why don't you come? At the end of the day, we disagreed with him. I told him that I'm not going. He came back. Now, there's a friend of mine, as we were discussing about it, he told me that you are fool. I said, what? That you're fool. If it was me, I would just go. Then I told him, okay, you could go if it is God's will. If it's not, then he told me that I don't mind about the will of God. I could ask the will of God when I'm in the States. I don't ask it before I go. But because you're full, that's why I didn't go. It wasn't my time to come. And I wanted to do the will of God. I would like to come and stay here. But that's not the will of God. Right. Follow the instruction of God, the instructions of God, and do his will. All the messes which we have in the entire world is because people, they don't want to be instructed. Stop that saying that, no, I can handle my life. You cannot handle your life. Stop that saying that I know what to do. You don't know what to do. Amen. That's why we have the Bible. That's why we have the leaders. That's why God instructs us. Amen. We don't know what to do. We cannot handle our life. See the way how people they're handling their life. They are abusing their life. Remember, they are created in the image of God. And the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But you see how they handle their temple of God. See how they handle their life. People were created in God's image. See how they are destroying their life. That means they cannot handle their life. They don't know how to treat their life. Even you see yourself before you gave your life to Christ, the way how you used to handle your life. Drugs, this and that. Then, you were destroying the temple of God. Therefore, stop that saying, you know, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. That's why we have the Bible. I don't want anybody to instruct me. We need to be instructed. Amen. That's why even your government has got instructions. Any government without instructions, let me tell you, I cannot imagine what could happen. That's why we have police officers. That's why we have prisons. When you don't follow the instruction, they'll put you in prisons until you follow them. That's why we have courts. They'll take you in the court. Any government without instructions, let me tell you, that's not a government. Any family without instruction, that's not a family. Any church without God's instruction, that's not a church. Anybody who's not willing to follow the instructions of God, then he's opening up himself to the devil. God instructed Adam, no sir, that you should not eat on this fruit. That then when you eat on it, you die. That was the instruction. That then when he disobeyed the instructions, he lost everything. Then the devil started tormenting him. The devil started controlling him because he did not keep the instruction. When you don't keep the instructions of God, you hand your life into the hands of the devil. And he's going to torment you all the days of your life. Let's obey and do the commands, the instructions of God. To protect ourselves, to protect the ministry, to protect God, or to keep God in our life, to keep God in our midst, to keep God in the church. Because some churches, they don't want to follow the instruction. That's why the religious God is out of the church today. Not just here in the States, but everywhere. Even in Africa, we have churches which have turned into religion. Simple because of that. They're out of the instructions. That's why even in Africa now, some churches we have gays there because we disobey the instructions. When you disobey the instructions, the devil will come and take over. And when the devil comes in, he does not knock. He just kicks the door. He enters in. God is the only person, gentle guy, who comes and knocks and says, please, can you open up and say, no, I don't need you. He walks away. But the devil, he'll just kick in. He'll enter into your children, enter into everything without permission. You don't allow him to come in. He will come in once you're out of God's instructions. Let's go back to the instructions of God. God, he did not put those instructions to control us, no. Not to hurt us. Not to hurt our feelings. That's the lie of the devil to keep you into the bondage. Telling you that, I don't want anybody to hurt my feelings. I don't want anybody to hurt my feelings. Even if you were hurted, it wasn't God who told the one who hurted you. And when you want God to heal you, allow him to do what he wants to do in your life. Because he's a good father, he knows what he's doing. He loves you. When you're a minister, please follow the instructions. Some ministers today, they're on the pulpit, but you cannot tell what they're doing. We need to come back and follow the instructions. Can we go on?
Amen.
Good. I have taken a long time so that can at least can grab what so it can enter into your spirit and try to see that at least you think about it and you walk into it and start listening to the instructions of God. Animals, they are so good because they follow the instructions of God. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah that the cow, you know the cows? That the cow knows its master. But my people, they don't know me. Wow. Now, imagine how God compares a man with a cow. A cow is not created in the image of God, but the cow respects the master. The cow follows the instructions of the master. But we people who are created in the image of God, we don't. Then God is saying, if at least the cow could be in the position of a man, because the cow knows the master, follows the instruction of the master, but the one who is created in me, in my image, the one whom I send even my son to die on their behalf, they don't know me, they don't want to hear from me, they don't want to listen, they don't want to do what I'm telling them to do. When I sat down in my office, then I was thinking about people who are making guns. Who are making guns, making bombs. Then I asked myself, why are they making them? They're not making those bombs and those guns to shoot animals or trees. They are making them to shoot a human being. They are making those bombs not to hit the houses, but a human being. Imagine a human being making a bomb to destroy his fellow human being. All wars which are everywhere, people they are destroying their fellow people. Do you know why? We don't want to follow the instructions of God. Because the instruction of God says, love your neighbor the way you love yourself. If I love you, I cannot make a bomb to kill you. If I love you, I cannot shoot you because I love you. Now, why people they are killing one another? We disobey. We don't follow the instructions of God. That's why we are killing one another. That's why we are making bombs everywhere to shoot and kill, you know, because we don't want to follow the instructions of God. We need God to build up a generation, a new generation. And I believe that he's going to do it through you if you allow him to operate in your life. Okay, let's go on. If you are committed to God, you have to have, if you say that you love God and you're committed to him, you have to have time to study his word, time to for prayer, time for the church. If you say that you love God, if you say that you are committed, if you say that you are willing God to build up another generation out of you, have time for God's word, have time for prayer, have time for the church. Don't just stay at home, because now we have people who do not want to attend the churches. They are seated in their houses watching television. We have them even in Uganda. They have big television. They decide to sit in their house. They are in Uganda, but their pastors are here. You know, that man, he preaches well. When he preaches, I feel the anointing. Therefore, he's my pastor from today. You are in Uganda. And you are saying that guy who is seated in that box that is your pastor. And you don't know even the state where it is, where he's living. And you have never thought, you never have even a dream that one day you'll fly from Uganda to come and meet him. Now he's your pastor. And even does not know that there's somebody who is watching me and calling me his pastor. I don't know how that guy is going to pastor you. Maybe you can correct me if it's okay to have a pastor who is seated somewhere and you will never meet him, and that is your pastor. That's crazy. That's crazy.
When you get sick, does he pray for you?
No.
When your kids are missing, does he come to your house?
No way. There's a certain guy, he's a Nigerian. He had a certain man, a certain preacher here, whom he used to call his pastor. And even he used to send a tithe to that guy. Tithe offering to that guy who was his pastor. But one day he fell sick. He went in the hospital. They couldn't treat the disease. He was minimizing all the other local pastors. He couldn't get into their church. He was minimizing. And all the other pastors, they couldn't get into his church, into their church. And all the time he used to tell my pastor, he's in the US, he has never met him. But when he fell that sick and he could not be treated in hospital, then he decided to get money, to raise some money, so he can fly and come and see the pastor, because always he's sending the tithe to him, offering, supporting him in the work of God. Now the guy, he came in the States here. Now when he reached to the church, he phoned one of the secretary. Then said, okay, I'm so and so. I come from Nigeria. I want to see my pastor because I have certain problems. Then they told the guy that, okay, we are going to make an appointment for you, but you have to wait for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, that's when you'll be able to see him. Then I go, no, I come from Nigeria. 3 weeks, that means I have to look for a hotel and I spend all those days there. And I have a problem I need to see. He's my pastor. Then the secretary told him that, we know, if he's your pastor, it's okay. But according to the time, you have to wait for 3 weeks. We have nothing to do. What you have to do, go back in Nigeria, then after that you will come back. No, I have spent a lot of money to come here. Please, we have nothing to do with you. Then a man told the secretary, oh, every month I send my tithe here. Every month I support this ministry. Then the secretary asked her, how much does him send every month? Then he mentioned about certain dollars. Then the secretary told the man, we have even people who are sponsoring this ministry, giving in $10,000, $20,000. But when they want him, they have to make an appointment. Now you are talking about $200. Just wait. If you cannot wait, go back to your country. Then the guy was confused, after asking himself what to do. He had to go back to Nigeria without seeing his pastor. Now when he reached there, he started complaining, God, why? I've been supporting this man for years. I haven't been doing this and this and this and this. Then the Lord asked him, who told you that he's your pastor? Don't you have pastors here? Why do you think that he's your pastor? Then he told him that from today, I wanted just to teach you to respect my servants here. Go back into your former church. That is your pastor. And he will lay his hands on you and you'll be healed. He went back and started repenting to his former pastor. Then the pastor raised his hands on him. He was healed, and from that day, he started supporting the church. He supported that man for years, but even he couldn't see him. Now, when you when you don't attend the church, when you don't have time to study the Bible, when you don't have time for prayer, then you cannot be committed to God. You cannot say that you love God. It wasn't a mistake, God, to start up a church. It wasn't a mistake. It's not a mistake, God, to set up a church. He knows why he had to set up a church. And that's why in the church, he's put up apostles, pastors, teachers to perfect the saints. We cannot, you cannot be perfected in your home. Amen. You cannot be perfected in your home. The pastor cannot come in your home to perfect you. You are perfected in the church. The pastor cannot come on the street and say, hey, please sit down, let me teach you here on the street. No, in the church. When you need the apostles, you meet them in the church. When you need the pastors, you meet them in the church. When you need the teachers, you meet them in the church. Now, anybody who is committed to God, anybody who loves God, he has to have a church, he has to have a pastor, and listen to the pastor, and follow the instructions. He must has to have time for this word, and read it. Not only that, also to communicate to God every day in prayer. Some of you have kids. How do you feel? You have your kids, they do not communicate with you. They just grab the dinner. After eating it, they get into their bed. They don't say hi. They don't, you know. How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you going to come here and start giving testimony? I thank God for my children. They don't greet me. I thank God for my children. I don't communicate with them. Can you come and do that? If you give such a testimony, all of us, we are going to be amazed. That means you are losing your family if you cannot communicate with God, with your people, with your family member. Now, God is our Father. Every morning he's seated somewhere waiting for you to say hi. As he's waiting, you just grab your things and you put it in your van. So what's wrong with my son today? What's wrong? Then, so okay, let me wait. Maybe when he comes back at night, he will say something to me. He sits and waits. You just grab your dinner. After eating it, you enter into your bed. I said, what's wrong with my son? Today he has not greeted me. Today he has not appeared before me. What's wrong? One day, 2 days, week. Don't think that God is settled when you cannot appear before him. How are you going to strengthen your fellowship and relationship with him when you cannot communicate with him? When the devil wants to hit the marriage, he first hits the communication. When you see that you are losing communication between two of you, that marriage is going. When you want to strengthen your marriage, strengthen your communication. The more you strengthen your communication, the more you strengthen your fellowship, the more you strengthen your marriage. Now, if you want to strengthen your fellowship with your God through communication, the more you communicate with him in prayer, the more your fellowship is strengthened. The more you communicate with him in prayer, the more you come near and closer to him. The more you come closer to him, then you start revealing what is inside you. When you are far off from God, you never understand who you are. Right. When God is here, you're on the other corner there, you never understand whom you are. But the more you come closer to him, the more you start revealing what is hidden within you. That's when you realize, even this, I have to kick it out. Even this, I have to repent. You find yourself changing because of your communication. And your communication is through prayer. People, they want to communicate with other things, but not God. Americans here, you are so good in communicating with your televisions. You have programs on television. You have to, every day you have to appear before the television. Every now you have to appear after the television. Even your kids, you have trained them that. They rather go into the bed very late than missing that program. You find mom, dad, even the children, all of them, television has brought them together. All of them, they are quiet, nobody talking. They are watching it, you know. They don't want to miss it. All the time you are communicating with that television, but it's killing you too. If not, you have your cell phone. You have your friends whom you are communicating to every day, for hours. That's why you find people, some people, they are driving, they're on phones, texting the messages, all the time they want to communicate with somebody, but minus communicating with their God. Some of your communication does not, you don't get benefit out of it. After those communication, you are hurted. Even after watching that television for hours, you are discouraged. Because everything which comes on it, it's not good. Then you sleep at night, you start dreaming it. Because you saw a certain program when everybody is kicking one another, now you dream when they're kicking you. You don't enjoy even your dream because of what you have been watching. You communicate with your television, you communicate with your phone, you communicate with your cell phone all the time, but you don't want to communicate with God. That's the big problem. Now, if you are to be committed with God, to be committed to God, have time of prayer. Spend time of prayer with God. Have time and read this book. Have time. I know you know how to read. But most of people, instead of having time of reading the Bible, they can read all the books. Those which you can benefit out of it, and those even when you cannot benefit out of it. Have this time. I don't say that you should not read your books. Okay, go on reading them, but include even the Bible. The Bible says, I've hidden your word into my heart so that I may not sin against you. How are you going to hid God's word in your heart without reading it? Now, when you don't hid it, when you don't read it, then it's very easy for you to sin. Yep. The Bible said that God exalts his word than anything.
Right.
Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7, that abide in me and abide in me and let my word abide in you.
Right.
How is it going to be to abide within you when you don't read it? When you don't read it. God told Joshua that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate into it day and night. Day and night. What are you meditating? What are you meditating in? He told them that by doing that, you are going to prosper everywhere you go. I thank God because God has given me opportunity of traveling in nations, but there's some places where you're going to feel, really, I don't know if these people in this, they are feeling what I'm feeling. And some of them find they are comfortable. They don't care. There's a certain state where I went and I spent there 4 days, but I couldn't sleep in their house. But them, they are so comfortable sleeping, enjoying their sleep. But me, I was feeling as if something seated on me. And those people, they loved me. They gave me even their key. up now I have it. They told me that, Pastor, this is your key of the house. Anytime when you're in the state, come and sleep in our house. Even if you're not there, just open and sleep in. Now, when they hear that I'm in the state, they want all the time to go and spend the night there, but I cannot. When you don't have time with your God, you'll never sense what is going on. When you're not committed with God, when you don't have time for prayer, you'll never sense what is going on. Most of people in the United States, they are comfortable, but they don't sense what is going on. We need to pray. Hear what the Bible says. I think this will be our last verse. In Psalms chapter 53, verse 2 to 5. Up to 5.
I remember preaching that verse on top of a car.
On the top of the car.
At a restaurant. The police wanted to put me in jail for doing it. They did. Psalm 53, 2-5. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them.
Here, he says that God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any that did understand, that did seek God. God is in heaven as he's looking for somebody who has understanding, who can set time and seek him. God is looking for somebody who has understanding, who can have time for prayer and seeking God. But as God is looking down to the Son of Man to see if really he can get somebody, but the Bible said that, but every one of them is gone back. Are you among of those who are understanding and who are seeking God? Or are you among of those who have gone back? Now let me leave that question to you. Go and ask yourself. Are you among those who are understanding, who are seeking God, who are getting time and read the word of God, who get time and go on their knees and pray, who get time and worship God, or you are among those who have gone back? Ask yourself a question. God is looking for somebody. Where are you? Have you gone back? I could advise you that try to be among those people who have understanding, who are seeking God. Be among those wise people who are seeking God through his word, through prayer, fellowshipping, having time with God. It's good to have time with people, but people, they will turn against you. But if you have time with God, God will never turn against you. It's good to have time with the people, but people one day will turn against you and hurt you. But God will never hurt you. Seek God. Have time for prayer. Pray for your nation. Have time and do the work of God. Don't just come and sit and break these chairs here. Do something for God. Yeah, I call them in a church, chair breakers. Chair breakers. God didn't call me to pastor. People were there to break chairs. They break this, you buy one, they break it, you buy another one, they break it. Their work is to break the chairs. No. God did not call us just to warm the benches, to break the benches. He didn't call us to do that. He called us to do something in His kingdom, to build up His kingdom, to do His work, to go out on the street and bring in people in the kingdom of God. That's why God called us. I want to stop here. God bless you. Tomorrow we shall have time of prayer, mainly to those people who are committed, who are saying that now we need to commit ourselves to God. You understand? You benefit if you commit yourself to God. May I have people who were born again in the same time, who were born again in 1986 at the same time with me. But some of them, because they didn't commit themselves to God, some of them, they are dead. Some of them, they went away from Christianity. They backslidden. Some of them, they are dead. Me, I'm living because I decided to follow the instructions of God. Amen. I wouldn't stand here if it wasn't instructions of God. I know where I come from. I know my background. I know my family. I know I wouldn't be what I am if it wasn't following God's instructions. Stop that saying, you know, we Americans. Americans need also to follow the instructions. Amen. Don't think that because you're American, you're in heaven. This is not heaven, please. This is not heaven. This is not heaven. And there is hell. Whether you are American or not, there is hell. Whether you are American or not, we have the same Bible. Yep. The Bible which you are reading here is the same Bible which you are reading in Africa. We have the same Savior, Jesus Christ. He is same. The one who saves somebody who is American is the same Savior who saves even somebody in Africa. We have the same blood which wash away all our sins. Same blood. Now, if you think that this is heaven, God could give you a special blood for yourself. God could give you a special Bible. He didn't. We have the same Holy Ghost in our life. And we are going to sit in the same heaven if you make it there. And if you don't make it, you in the same hell with those who are. Therefore, break your pride and submit to the instructions of God and do what God tells you to do. If I can have a chance of bring all Americans, I could stand before them and tell them, please, this is not heaven. Break your pride. Submit to God. And follow His instructions. Then you'll be able to save your nation. Father in heaven, let your spirit flow and touch your people. Speak deeply into their hearts. Break all the pride, my God. Let them submit to your instructions and submit to your word. Give them the grace of having prayer, having time of prayer, to communicate with you, to have time of your word, so that you can transform them, my God. So that you can build up another generation out of them. Because this nation and the entire world, we need a new generation. godly generation. The generation which is going to walk in your ways. The generation which is going to exalt you and worship you, my God. Father, give us the grace and give your grace to your people who are seated here, my God. Father, thank you because you've done it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus, my passion in life is to know you. May all other goals bow down to you. This journey of loving you more. Jesus, you showered your goodness on me, given your gifts so freely. There's one thing I'm longing for. Hear my heart's cry and my prayer for this life. Above all else,